Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good to be back in the house of the Lord today and to be sharing with you this series, the Let Us. I know we've got pictures of the heads of lettuce up there, but that's just to kind of get you to pay attention to what's going on here. But we're so thankful to be here in the house of the Lord and to be able to share with you today. It's been this series for me. You know, the teacher always learns more than the student, simply because we study so much and then we have to condense it down and pad it, you know, and put it in a small package to give out to you while we're still overflowing with all the information that God has blessed us with. But last week we talked about let us therewith be content. And this week, we're going to talk a little bit about something else. Let's go to Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the first verse. It says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside, there's the let us again, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So here the writer of Hebrews is talking. He just got through talking about the hall of faith and all of the patriarchs of old and their walks with God and their walks by faith and everything else. And he said, so we ourselves, being surrounded by all these witnesses of the faith, he said, let us also lay aside those weights and that sin that ensnares us. Now, I want you to understand something here, that weight and sin is two different situations here. And we're not going to talk about the sin part of it today. We all know the works of the flesh and how they can ensnare us and how they can cause us to fall and everything else. But sometimes there are those of us that we are burdened down by weight, and sometimes we're unaware of that weight we're carrying, except that when we try to do something for God, it seems that we can't have the freedom and the liberty to move the way that we know that we should be able to move in the Spirit, because there is something that is ensnaring us. There is something that is weighing us down. There is something that is holding us back. Now, I want you to understand something. The writer of Hebrews here is comparing our Christian life as a marathon or a race of endurance, something that is going to be run for a very long period of time. Laying aside every weight is an instructive command given so that we may know how to run properly and effectively in our Christian life. We can only run as God intends us to by laying things aside that bog us down. To lay aside means to cast away, to get rid of it, and to lay it down. I have one of the things that I love to watch every 4 years is the Summer Olympics. It just fascinates me the way those gymnasts can pick their bodies up with just their hands and basically levitate their whole body just with, and then be sitting down and push themselves up and then from there go into a handstand and never touch the floor with their feet or anything else. It blows me away. And the other thing that I like to watch is I like to watch the marathons that they run each and every year. And the interesting thing is I have never seen a marathon runner running with a backpack on. I've never seen them carrying something over their shoulder or something in their hands. In fact, they put on the skimpiest garments. They put on the lightest shoes. They get down to next to nothing so that they can run that race of endurance and not be held back and encumbered by some weight that they don't need to be carrying. But we as Christians sometimes will pick up those things that will slow us down and hold us back from moving in the direction that God would have us to move. The thing about it is we teach grace in our churches, and it should be taught because it's only by grace that we're saved, by faith in Jesus Christ. And we understand grace, and we understand that there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. And we teach all these things, but sometimes we as teachers and pastors and evangelists fail to warn people of the dangers of picking up weights that would hold us back. Some of us in our liberties, when in our liberty of being free in Christ, will pick up those things that do not benefit us at all. They do not benefit our walk with God. They do not benefit our witness. They do not benefit our family. It does not benefit our finances at times. And yet we will pick those things up willingly sometimes. And to begin with, sometimes that weight doesn't seem so great. I know that when I was in prison, we went out to the exercise yards on occasion. And I would pick up a 25-pound dumbbell, and I would start doing my curls. And the first couple of curls, it's just like, well, there's nothing to that. But by the time I got to the eighth curl, it was like, you know, somebody give me a hand here and help me get this up. Because the longer we carry it, the more difficult it is, it becomes, and the heavier it becomes. Hindrances that rob people of abundant life are around us each and every day. I know that before I went to prison, I was not a person that swore. I was not a person that went around using curse words. I had been taught all my life that blessings and cursings do not come from the same mouth, according to James, and so consequently, I had a career in the construction industry, and I would walk out on those job sites, and I had one guy that was the foulest mouth individual that you could ever find on a construction site, and yet when I walked on that site, he would turn around and he would tell his men, "You are not to swear while this man is on the job site. Anybody that says a swear word while this man is here, you will answer to me." And so that was my witness and everything. And then I went to prison, and the first thing that started happening is I started pulling in that stuff that was around me, and all of a sudden I'm swearing, I'm cursing, and I'm using language that I'd never used before that I knew. And in spite of that, without me going around and witnessing, without me going around and testifying, without me going around and sharing my life and my experience with Christ in the past, I would have people walk up to me and say, "Would you help me understand this passage in the Bible?" And you know what I did? I always hesitated in sharing what I knew God wanted me to share because of that weight that I was carrying around with me, because I did not feel worthy to be speaking of those things that are holy after using the language that I had been using earlier in the day. And so not only was it affecting my walk with God, it was affecting my witness with God. and being able to share with others, because I did not want to speak of those holy things after having all that corrupt language coming out of my mouth earlier. And I'll share with you that it took almost 2 years. My brother can witness, bear witness to this. It took almost 2 years after getting out of that situation before I was able to start breaking out and laying aside that weight. I would be talking, and I would be just sharing a story with somebody, and my mother would say, "Jesse Alvin." I look and I'd say, "What?" My sister would start laughing and says, "You don't even know what you said, did you?" Because those words just kept slipping out of my mouth. And so it took 2 years for me to lay that down. The danger is once you lay it down, of picking it back up and starting all over from scratch, of having to break free of that encumbrance and that weight. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6 and 12, he said, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but I will not be brought under the power of any." He said, "There are things that I can do, but I refrain from doing them because there is a danger of becoming ensnared and tangled up and weighted down and bound by that thing that might be lawful to begin with, but will bind me in such a way that I cannot do what I need to do for Christ." 1 Corinthians 10 and 23, he says again, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things edify." And I want you to understand something. The weight that some of us carry, or that some of us have laid down in the past, the weight for you may not be the same as the weight for me. I may pick up something that for you has, you have no desire for it. It's something that you can just push aside, but you may pick up something that I may be able to just push aside and not even be concerned about. And so consequently, what we have to do is be careful not to compare ourselves one with another and say, "Well, this man's able to do that, so why can't I?" We need to recognize our own limitations, because we, each and every one of us, are drawn away by the lust of the flesh. And your lust and my lust may be completely different. And those things will bind us and tie us down in such ways that we can't do what we need to do. I know that one of the things that is difficult is that at my age, it's very difficult to lose weight at this point in time in my life. I'm 70 years old, and you know, I can go on a diet, and I can be doing so great. And the first thing I do when I go on a diet is I lay aside sugar. I know that sugar is a detriment. I know what it does to me. I know that certain foods turn into sugar in the bloodstream. So I put those aside, and I can do great. And I know that if I can go 2 weeks without doing that, then all of a sudden the desire for those things dissipate and start fading away. But you let me go 3 months, and somebody slides a piece of cheesecake in front of me, and if it's got the strawberry toppings on it, even better. And all of a sudden, I take that, and guess what happens the next day? I want more sugar. Okay? Because I can't just take, it's like Lay's potato chips. You just can't eat one. You know, you eat the one, and all of a sudden there's that desire for more and more. And all of a sudden that weight that I had lost for those 3 months, it comes back and it brings friends with it. And all of a sudden, I'm bigger than I was 3 months earlier when I started. Because I picked up that which I had laid down. And all of a sudden, so the longer I carry it, the harder it is to get rid of it. And sometimes God will allow us to recognize a weight, a hindrance, a challenge in our lives early on, so that we will be moved on by the Holy Spirit to lay that down so that we can move forward on the path that He set before us. And we say, well, you know, it's not really sin, so I'm just going to go ahead and carry it a little bit further. I'm going to carry it a little bit longer. And the longer we carry it, the more difficult it is to lay it aside. Sometimes, like I said in the past, we pick up things that we knowingly laid down in the past, knowing very well that it will hinder us, and it will be a challenge to get rid of because it was a challenge in the past. Your freedom in Christ, while it may not be a weight for you, may very well be a hindrance for somebody else. Somebody else walking in the faith. I want you to understand something. We understand grace. We understand and know grace. But there are weaker Christians out there that are struggling and battling with addictions and oppressions and things that they're carrying around that they want to be able to get rid of. But because of chemistry in their body and physical makeup and everything else, they can't seem to lay it down. And you walk by and you're doing that thing that they're trying to get rid of because of your freedom in Christ. You feel like that you can do that and you're doing that. You have no effect on a witness for them because they're saying, I'm trying to battle it. And if God is the God of freedom, if Christ did indeed come to for freedom's sake to set us free, then how come I'm still in bondage and you're testifying me of Jesus and you're doing the same thing that I'm doing? See, one of the things that we must do on this race, Jesus said, go therefore into all the world, making disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Part of our race, part of the walk that we have with God is being a witness to win others to Christ. Paul tells us in Romans, the 14th chapter, he says, so then each of you shall give account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or cause to fall in our brother's way. I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Yet if your brother is grieved because of even the food that you eat, you're no longer walking in love. You're not considering your brother's challenges. You're not considering your brother's walk. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. So we have a witness that we have to bear of Christ. We have to show that Christ is a God that can set you free of addictions and habits and difficulties that you have in your life. Let me share some things with you. Number one, added weight, carrying that weight, number one, can affect your personal walk with God. Secondly, it can affect your family. Now, I'm going to share this with you, and I'm not trying to point any fingers, but I just want to share something with you. My father struggled with cigarettes all of his life. He at one time was smoking 4 packs a day, and as a result, he died early on in his life with emphysema. He drowned in his own bodily fluids because of that addiction that he could not lay down. He finally conquered it when he was mid-40s, about in his mid-40s, and was able finally to lay it down in his mid-40s, but it still generated a disease in his body that finally took his life. And I was 22 years old, and knowing this, we started smoking when we were about 10 or 11 years old, and we smoked everything from grapevines to rolled up coffee grounds if we couldn't find cigarettes. And one day we almost burned down the barn behind our house. We lived in a house on Dwight Avenue, and right next door was the fire station. I mean, literally, the next door. We used to visit with the firemen all the time. And so we had a house here, and then the garage was set back behind the house, and we had been smoking grapevines all day long behind that garage. And somehow or another, there was one of the grapevines didn't go out. And so about 2 o'clock in the morning, the siren starts up next door, and the fire truck pulls out of their driveway and backs into our driveway because the whole place was on fire behind our house. And so, but I turned 22 years old, and my eldest son was born, Jesse Jr. And like I said, we had been smoking since we were 11 years old. And I got in the car the next morning after he was born, and I was going to the office, and I reached in my pocket, and I pulled out a pack of Marlboro, and I tapped one out. And as soon as I did, a thought came to my mind. Do you really want your son to see you and to live with this all of his life? Do you want your son to have the danger of being ensnared and bound by this habit that you have seen your father struggle with all these years? And I threw that pack of cigarettes out of the truck, continued on to the office, and never picked up another cigarette in my life. Now, I know for some people, they think, well, Jesse, you were very fortunate. I was, because even though I had been smoking, I did not have the chemical makeup for it was to be an addiction. It was a habit, and it was a pleasurable habit. But it was still a weight that I was carrying, and I did not want to pass that on to my children for them to have to carry that in their lives. So we have a personal walk that can be affected. We have our families that can be affected. And then, of course, as I said before, we have a witness that can be affected because of the weights that we choose to carry. With the weight that so easily besets us, weights are the things in life that can interfere with our walk with God. Now, let me share some things that can be weights for you. Number one, addictions. We just talked about one of them. Two, habits. Ambitions. Your personal desire to be successful in everything can be such a driving force in your life that you lay aside the things of God in order to pursue the things of this world. So personal ambitions, overly committed schedules. I know parents, I know people in the church, everywhere, that you You try to get a date with them to do something, and they look at their schedule and, well, no, we got three things to do that day. We got six things to do this day. And you go on and on and on and on. And so they have these overly committed schedules that keep them so busy that you wonder when they find time to pray and read the Word of God. Hobbies. Sometimes a particular relationship with somebody in your life can be a weight. Somebody that you need to walk away from, that you need to refrain from visiting and spending time with, because when you're in their company, you want to do things that you know are not right. Or maybe they have a negative attitude about everything in life. Or maybe they have the spirit of gossip all over them, and they want to share with you everything that's going on in the church with everybody else besides themselves. Sometimes sports and music can become those things that keep us from walking in the spirit the way that God would have us to walk. And even our work for the gospel can become a weight when we take our eyes off of the prize, we take our eyes off of God, and we start looking at the work and working for work's sake. One of the pastors I heard tell a testimony recently said he went to the Lord in prayer, and he was struggling, and he was just burdened down, and he started citing the scripture. He said, God, you said, take my yoke upon me, on you, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He said, God, this burden is anything but light. And the Lord spoke back to him, says, I didn't give you that burden. You picked that up all on your own. You're carrying something that you were never designed to carry. You weren't designed to carry a weight. You weren't designed to carry a burden. But you were designed to carry the anointing of the Holy Spirit wherever you walk, wherever you talk, wherever you reside. That's what you're designed to carry. Even to lay down some of these burdens, sometimes it takes prayer. Sometimes it takes fasting. Sometimes it takes counseling. Sometimes it takes being accountable to somebody else, going to somebody, confessing our faults one to another, praying one for another that we may be healed. And we have to maybe go up and ask a brother to help us be accountable for something so that we can lay down these weights that are holding us back. Even the most skilled of athletes need coaching. Michael Jordan had a coach. Dak Prescott has several. He needs them. He may need a new one before it's over with. Why? Because we're not always the best judge at identifying our weights. Sometimes God will put somebody in our lives that will help us, coach us, and help us see the errors of our ways and see those things that we've picked up that we should lay down. Unknowingly, you may be that coach that someone else is looking up to. You may be that coach that somebody else is watching, that somebody else is emulating. Going back to 1 Corinthians 9, 19 through 27, Paul says, for though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews, I become as a Jew, that I might win the Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. And to those that are without the law, as without the law, not being without the law towards God, but under the law towards Christ, that I might win those who were without the law. To the weak, I become weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save more. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be a partaker of it with you. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives a prize? Run in such a way that you might obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. In other words, everyone who competes for the prize practices self-control in all things. Now they that do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Just challenge yourself this week. Last week, I asked you to, at the end of the contentment deal, to write down those things that you felt that you had been blessed with in your life. I want you to just consider some things this day. Do you have habits, or do you have things in your life that you certainly don't want to pass down to your kids? You don't want them to battle with those same things that you're battling with. Do you have struggles that you feel like that might be keeping you from being the witness that you need to be for Christ? Do you have a struggle that you personally battle with that you feel like that as long as you're battling with this, you can't get as close to Christ as you really want to be? So challenge yourself this week to just take inventory and say, God, is there anything in my life that I need to lay down? Make yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. God bless you this morning.